It's the good stuff. That's right. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we've got a big pile of good stuff. So make sure you stay tuned and just maybe relax for a few minutes while you listen to some good stuff.
TK Angus is going to have their annual production sale December 16th at the ranch just east of Valentine, Nebraska, right smack dab on Highway 83 and Highway 20, the crossroads of America. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, and 50 spring calving females. You can bid online at DV Auction, and you can check it all out online at tkangus.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots. It's easy to get. You can get a subscription by going to tsln.com. They also have the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and more. TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
And they want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, don't
they? Indeed they do.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. Stop by when you get a chance. Merry Christmas, everyone, from Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche, South Dakota. Kim, what are you going to share to start the program?
I've got several pieces if we have time. One is acknowledging that it's winter.
It is winter.
Yes. Last week it was a little cooler. This week, in most places anyway, we're just a tad warmer, but it's still winter. And I've got some Christmas email information. What are you promoting?
The paradox of our age.
How about if I get started with this is winter?
Yep.
You know, time has a way of moving quickly and catching you unaware of the passing years. It seems like yesterday that I was young, just married, and embarking on my new life with my mate. And yet, in a way, it seems long ago, and I wonder where all the years went. I know that I lived them all, and I have glimpses of how it was back then and of all my hopes and dreams. But here it is, the winter of my life, and it catches me by surprise. How did I get here so fast? Where did the years go, and when did my youth vanish? I remember well, seeing older people through the years and thinking that those older people were years away from me, and that winter was so far away that I could not fathom it or imagine fully what it would be like. But here it is. My friends are retired and already gray. They move slower. When I see an older person now, some are in better and some worse shape than I am. But I see the great changes. Not like the ones that I remember who were young and vibrant, but like me, their age clearly shows, and we are now those older folks that we used to see and never thought we'd be. Each day now, I find that just taking a shower is a target for the day, and taking a nap is not just a treat anymore, it's mandatory. 'Cause if I don't, on my own free will, I just fall asleep where I sit. And so, now I enter into this new season of my life unprepared for all the aches and pains and the loss of strength and ability to go and do things that I wish I had done but never did. But at least I know that though winter has come and I'm not sure how long it will last, this I recognize, that when it's over, it's over. Yes, I have regrets. There are things I wish I hadn't done, things I should have done. But indeed, there are many things I'm happy to have done. It's all wrapped up in a lifetime. So if you're not in your winter yet, let me remind you that it will be here faster than you think. So whatever you would like to accomplish in your life, please do it quickly. Don't put things off too long. Life goes by so fast. Do what you must today, as you're never sure whether this is your winter or not. You have no promise that you will see all the seasons of your life. So live for today and say all the things that you want your loved ones to remember, and hope they appreciate and love you for everything that you have done for them in all the years past.
If you have kids on your Christmas list for this year, and who doesn't, because you either have kids, grandkids, great-grandkids, the neighbor's kids, whoever they might be. So here are some gifts you might think about. They're apparently supposed to be popular with kids right now. Tonybox audio player. This is the best gift ever for little ones, they say. Super Smalls dress-up shoes. Little People Wicked Characters. That sounds interesting. Little People Barbie pet playset. How about Hot Chocolate plush toy? The Nugget play couch, nesting table and stool set, and Magnetiles construction set. So there's something where you could use your imagination on as well.
Safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Shane and all his crew say enjoy the holidays. and a holiday message from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. They say Merry Christmas. Remember, if you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, it's Shippey Realty.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.